Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're joined by Molly Mayberry, Recreation Coordinator, Arts and Humanities with Manhattan Parks and Rec. Molly, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Molly's got a few different things on her list. We'll start at the top here with senior trips. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, so we're bringing back our lifelong recreation program, and we have renewed our contract with a new theater restaurant in Overland Park. So we've got three trips on the lineup for our fall. The first one in September 12th, and November 14th, and January 30th. So the new theater has been a wonderful partnership for us. And that is one of our more popular trips for our lifelong rec group. It sells out every time. So we're really excited to have that come back and starting our lifelong rec programs up again.
All right. That was put on hiatus for a little bit because of COVID, right?
Because COVID, yeah.
Okay.
The theaters were all closed down, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, good to see that's coming back. What about art classes?
Yes. So we just wrapped up our summer art classes, and our art instructors trying to revamp our fall programming a little bit. They're wanting to do some art workshops on weekends, to get participants in for a longer period of time, to have it more in-depth sessions with themes. So those will be starting in September and running through the fall through December.
Okay. Culinary Kids Club.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this. When we started a Culinary Kids Club with Hy-Vee back in the winter, we were doing some virtual cooking classes, and it was really wonderful. We love working with Hy-Vee. And so we're going to start that up again in the fall, and dates to be determined, but looking probably like Thursday nights again. That was really popular, and we'll probably keep it virtual again just because we can get a lot more participants that way, and participants can use their own kitchens, and then Hy-Vee provides all the food and the ingredients, and participants go pick it up, and then we all cook together, and it's so much fun. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Do you guys change it up each week then?
Or? We do. So last time, every week was a different theme. We did breakfast for dinner. We did Italian, Mexican food, baking. Yeah. So we hit them all.
And who's that open to as far as kids, well, the age range on that?
The age range for that, I believe, was 8 to 14.
Okay. Cool. That sounds like a fun program.
Yeah, it's really fun. I enjoy it. And we love our partnership with Hy-Vee. They're really great to work with.
All right. As far as some other things going on with your division, what do you got going on?
Yeah. So we're anxious to bring back our special populations programs. And we are looking for a coordinator for that position. So once we get someone hired on for that, we'll get those programs up and going again. Same with dance. We want to get dance going and theater. We had a wonderful theater instructor over the summer. She graduated, so we're looking for another theater instructor to take over for our fall programs as well. So we need dance, theater, and special pops instructors, and then those programs will get going again as well.
Okay. Looking forward to hearing more about that. You know, we're at the end of summer here, and lots of stuff's wrapping up. Tell us about what you've got wrapping up.
Oh, wow. So Friday, this past Friday, we ended our Little Apple Day Camp. That happened. We had session one in June, session two in July, and that was a lot of fun. And then we had several theater camps over the summer. We had an improv camp, a musical theater camp, and then Commedia dell'arte, which is an older form of theater. So we had several of those. Those were really successful. And then we took the Culinary Kids Club and partnered with Hy-Vee again for Culinary Kids Camp, which was a week-long in-person camp. We had 24 participants at Hy-Vee every day. We cooked. We went on a field trip to Britt's Farm. We did outdoor activities, indoor activities, a Hy-Vee scavenger hunt. That was a whole lot of fun as well. So it's been a busy summer, but really fun.
And then, of course, we've been hearing a lot more about Arts in the Park here this year. I think maybe just because people have been excited to hear live music again.
Yes. We've had really good turnouts for Arts in the Park this summer, I think, for that reason as well. It's been a while since we all could meet in person. But this summer was wonderful with Arts in the Park. We had a We had different genres of music each week. We had one week where we had Michael Kent. He's a comedian magician. That one was really well attended. I think he's pretty popular. This past Friday, we had a Kansas City improv company. That was a lot of fun. We had some of our the Little Apple Core Challenge folks got on stage and participated with that. That was a lot of fun. So yeah, Arts in the Park, it's been a wonderful summer, and we've had a handful of musical groups reach out already wanting to get in, signed up for next summer. So we'll probably start that planning process here soon as well.
Anything you learned from this past year with Arts in the Park that you might do differently or maybe?
Yes, I think we could grow that program and maybe have food trucks every week. Snow cones, something like that. This summer, we actually had the animal shelter come out a couple of Fridays with some cats and dogs. And I think that helped them to get some of those animals adopted. So that was a fun partnership. And we are trying to update some of our equipment as well. I learned a lot. It was a learning experience for sure.
Okay. Well, it's fun to be able to plan some events. I mean, I know that we sure missed that last year, and I know I've heard good feedback from Arts in the Park this year, so that's good to hear. As far as anything else here, volunteer opportunities like that?
Oh, yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We've got some special events coming up, like what Randy said, our triathlon. We rely heavily on volunteers for those events. Basically, any special event, if you're wanting to volunteer, we'll have our Night to Shine prom again. We rely heavily on that in February for our special populations prom. Definitely a lot of opportunities to volunteer for our programs and events.
All right. You can learn more about that and any open jobs right now at mhkprd.com, and be sure to find out more information. Molly, appreciate the time here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to wrap up our program. Molly Mayberry, our guest here from Parks and Rec. Also, we had Randy Clifford on a little bit earlier, and our friends from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, the first half of the show. We appreciate everybody joining us. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Manhattan City Commissioner Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Feer.